Our next item is subdivision 2005-64, Palisades Land LLC, The Estuary, Revised Preliminary Phase 1.
This subdivision originally received preliminary approval for 1,052 lots on 739 acres, more or less, September 28th of 2006. On March 17th of 2010, the commission approved a revised plan for 739 lots on 458 acres. This was due to the loss of two tracts of land from the original application. October 28th of 2010, you granted final approval for Phase 1A, which contained 22 lots. On November 21st of last year, the commission reviewed a revised plan for Phase 1, and you deferred action, stating that you would prefer to see the total plan as proposed. The revised plan now is for 631 lots on 432 acres, more or less. Phase 1B through 1D contains 259 lots. Phase 2 would contain 105 lots, 97 lots in Phase 3, and 148 lots for Phase 4. They're now proposing one central entrance for both the north and south side of the project. That's off of Camp Barn Roads. There was an entrance on the Double Bridges Road that's been removed. Four cul-de-sac streets have been added, and the commission, you would need to determine if the revisions are significant enough to warrant a new application, and we provided you copies of the plans that were submitted by the engineer.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Smith, I know that you have spent a great deal of time with this, so I'm certainly going to accommodate whatever your wishes might be. These gentlemen are here. They can answer questions if you'd like. I'll turn the floor over to you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess what I wanted to say, what I'd like to ask the commission is, I remember when we did defer, and I think we denied it as a preliminary back, it was in a 3 o'clock meeting just like this 6 months ago. Mr. Robertson did not want at this meeting to take on the appearance of a public hearing without any input from the public. But my fellow commissioners, I've gone over the plans that were provided by Mr. Abbott. Has everyone looked at these enough to feel as though they're in a position to make a vote on this tonight or this afternoon?
I would like some explanation on that.
I'd like to hear some discussion, Mr. Smith. Frankly, I know that it's it is a public meeting. It is not a public hearing. We certainly are within the rules to be able to take testimony if we like. So,
okay. I would
say that's true. But if you're going to get into it, like taking testimony, I think that then you're getting into more the public hearing side. I mean, I agree that we should be able to get information, but at some point, if it turns into a public hearing, you know what I mean? We should be having a public hearing, I guess is my point.
Well, at what point is that?
I will know it when we get there, probably. I don't know. We're nowhere near that now, so.
I was going to say, we're not there yet, are we? I didn't think so.
Good.
Well, let's get started, and we'll see how it goes. And
hopefully.
Yeah, Mr. Burton would like to ask his questions representative of the applicant, please do.
If somebody could just give me a 30,000 foot, this is in now and this is out.
What's changed?
What's changed?
And I promise I won't testify. I just want to try to explain what did occur. As was stated, this was before the Planning Commission back in November.
And who are you, sir?
Sorry, my name's James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant. This was before the commission back in November. As Mr. Smith stated, it was in for a revised phase one, and basically that was all that was before you. And I wasn't here at that time, but I have listened to the audio, so I'm familiar with what occurred at the meeting. And it seemed to be the consensus of the commission was we'd like to see the whole thing. We just want to see how this all fits together. So basically, what's been submitted is some plots that I think you have the small handouts of. And again, the quick history is when this was originally approved back in 2006, there were 1,052 lots on 737 acres. And the original, can you put that one up? The original site plan is that board right there, which is your first handout. And then in 2010, in March, there were revisions done to it because two of the parcels were no longer a part of the development. They were excluded. And that's the, can you put that in the same direction, Steve? They were excluded. The two pieces in red were excluded. So that reduced the acreage of the development.
Two pieces in gray?
No, red. The two pieces in red.
That's pink.
The two pieces in pink were...
I mean, the red looks like the other one.
It's red. It looks pink. It's red cross.
The piece on the extreme north and the extreme south were
thank
removed.
You.
Good, because you are aware Mr. Smith is colorblind.
Yes.
Oh, this is harder than I thought. what that did, it reduced the development at that time from the original 737 acres to 458 acres. And the lots were reduced from 1,052 to 739. And just for perspective, the original density was 1.43 lots per acre. When this was done, which was, this is the current approved plan, it's 1.61 lots per acre. So basically, what's being proposed now, as far as the master plan, we're not proposing this, we're showing you the master plan. You go ahead and put that one back up.
I think it's the other way.
Yeah, let's keep them in the same direction. This is showing 631 lots on 432 acres. It's a density of about 1.46, so it's a little bit less than what is currently approved. If you compare it to the master plan that is currently, the one next to it, which is the currently approved plan, what happened was the wetland delineation had expired, so additional wetland studies had to be done, and that modified the wetland locations. So if you,
the main changes on here, on the original plan, this area in blue right here, was all lots, but wetlands areas were in there. So where those lots were, they had to be removed from there. So this was reconfigured. It's still pretty much the same residential use here and here. This is the phase. The recommended is located right here. So this is all phase one. Again, the main thing is because of the wetlands, those lots were removed from that section. And then again, if you look on the plan, there was a section of residential here, which is pretty much reflected right here. And then there was I think at this time this was an isolated section. There was no interconnection. And now this will be interconnected through here. Again, this is that area right here. So again, it's a reduction of lots. The obviously the areas that were wetlands could not be developed. And there is one of the conditions that was placed on the original approval was that there would be no wetlands within lot lines, which
right.
Obviously is pretty normal. So in effect, what was done was to remove any wetland or any lots from wetland areas and any wetland areas from any lot lines.
Was the change in the wetlands just a result of changing regulations, changing determining factors, or did the land change somehow?
I'll have Mr.
Linnae. I'm Ed Linnae from Environmental Resources. I'm president of Environmental Resources, a wetland consultant. And I guess a little bit goes to the history. There were kind of previous owners different from the current owner.
Okay.
And they had retained an environmental consulting company and retained a different engineer that did the original plan. And I guess I became involved with the property when it was actually had gone from the previous owners to the bank. And the bank, it was
you know, distressed property that the bank acquired. And at some point, the bank was... Oh, Michael.
Jimmy. I have to tell you, it doesn't lend a lot of credibility to
you. I thought I'd turn that off. Well,
but we'll overlook it.
All right.
We will overlook it. And it kind of goes along with that tie.
So, anyway, I became involved to take a look at the original plans.
Okay.
And relook at look at the property. And kind of make an assessment in terms, because there were some changes to wetlands regulations. That is part of the answer,
Okay. Or
the cookbook as to how wetlands are determined. But I guess to put it mildly, I found tremendous technical inaccuracies with the delineation. And so Basically the first step in terms of where we are now is the first several phases of the property have all been delineated, and I'm just about to turn reports into the Corps of Engineers and have it all approved. And then the rest of the site, my company has looked at it all, and we've looked at it in tremendous detail. It hasn't all been flagged yet, but I've looked at it in enough detail that we're very confident about the wetland boundaries in terms of basically putting this together as the remaining master plan. So that's kind of what happened.
Right,
we're really trying to make sure that, the base environmental information is correct, because it really wasn't before.
All right, thank you.
And again, I just want to state that we're not seeking any approvals on the future phases. We just are here to show you what is planned as far as the master design of the site. The only matter really before you is the revised phase one. Which again is the top section of the plan. The other thing on the master plan is that there was an elimination of some road entrances on some of the other roads, which all of those things, the interconnection, the elimination of the road, and obviously the wetland corrections, again, are all improvements to the plan. I don't think there's any.
Mr. Ross, you have a question?
Yeah, Mr. Trupe, since the approval, the tax ditch easements and stuff have changed the rules regarding that. Are they reflected, the new rules in this plan, as far as maintenance for the tax ditches?
My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB. And so the project for the phase one has been through the court order change process. So the right-of-ways that are on that land plan are consistent with what Denrec State Drainage needs for right-of-way for maintenance of the tax ditch on both sides. So we've been through that process has gone through Denver.
And that's just phase one?
That is correct, but the land plan is set up to coordinate with the right of ways for the other tax ditch.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I would just add one thing just for the benefit of the commission, that really, I mean, we're looking at the entire project and the changes within the entire project, but what Mr. Fuqua has described is not that different, seems to me. From what can happen on just any 150 lot subdivision standalone from preliminary to final, because you're going to get your wetlands delineations done in that time period. You're going to get your agency comments that are going to revise the plans. So, if you boil it down to that, a lot of what you've explained could happen on any subdivision between preliminary and final.
But again, the main point of the master plan was to, again, answer the question you raised in November as to the remainder of the development, how it would fit together. And as I said, we're in today for the phase one. And the 1A of phase one, I think as was stated, it was a small section 22 that is already approved as a final.
Okay.
And then any questions you might have, we can try to answer.
We're looking at 1C, 1D, 1B.
1B, C, and D.
1A is already done.
1A, I think, 1A is already done.
Sorry, 1A is approved.
And your request today is just for a revised preliminary of phase one.
Correct.
And we will see the other phases of this as they come through. Yeah. And I think that, gentlemen, I think the applicant is satisfied. What we asked for 6 months ago was giving us the opportunity to see the whole project. We will get to revisit it. Mr. Abbott pointed out to me that the applicant will have to adhere to the conditions that were put in place you know, we're not revising any of the conditions. We are getting fewer lots. If you all have had enough time to study this, I'm ready to move forward. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Regards to subdivision 2005-64 Palisades Land LLC, the estuary, my motion is for a approval of phase one as a revised preliminary.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary phase one plan for the estuary subdivision 2005-64 Palisades Land LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.